IC on OCI. How about that?
Well, a very good day to Brenda Lee. Absolutely marvellous to get you on the line. And whereabouts exactly are you, Brenda?
I'm in my home in Nashville, Tennessee.
Wow. Are you aware of how many people still love to sing your songs and how much they hold your work in awe, really?
Well, that makes me very, very happy. I'm proud to hear that.
Well, it's an absolutely fabulous story because... when you started singing, you sang from the age of six, didn't you?
Well, I started out singing. Actually, I entered my first talent contest when I was three.
Wow.
And then I started singing professionally when I was six.
Wow. And was it... how did it all happen?
I was living in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where I was born. And I won a talent show, and the prize for the show was a guest shot on a local television show. So I went on that show, and they received so much mail about my performance that I became a regular. And so I started traveling with the band on that show, and we started doing shows all around Georgia. And then I was discovered by a wonderful gentleman, a wonderful entertainer. His name was Red Foley, and he had a network television show out of Springfield, Missouri, which I appeared on. And from appearing on that show, I signed my record contract and moved to Nashville, Tennessee to start recording and had my first record out, and that's basically how it started.
And of course, when all this was in its infancy, if you like, it was so different in the 50s to what it really has become, wasn't it?
Oh, it was very, very different back then, especially in the early 50s. Not until the advent of Elvis, actually, and Little Richard and Chuck Berry and people like that, did we youngsters have our own people that we could emulate and look up to. Otherwise, it was our parents' music.
Mm. So, 'cause we had a similar thing here in the UK. I'm speaking from Spain, but of course I was brought up in the UK. You know, our parents were not particularly keen on pop music because they never really experienced it the way everybody does these days.
That's right.
What about, who would have been the influences that made you want to sing, do you think?
Well, you know, when I was growing up, I came from a family with not a lot of money, but we had a lot of love. But we didn't have a record player or TV or anything like that. And most of my music that I heard was through the church, or my mother used to sing a lot of songs to me, which I later learned were Hank Williams songs. So when I started recording, I actually started recording what was called then, or called now, rockabilly, which was a combination of gospel and country and kind of rhythm and blues. It was a rhythmic kind of a sound. And then I was right there in the forefront of women in the rock and roll field, because I was 14 or 13 when I had my first big rock and roll hit. And then I went pop, because I became kind of a ballad singer, I guess, with songs like I'm Sorry and All Alone Am I and As Usual and I Want to Be Wanted and things like that. So I was really lucky, I feel, to have been in several different fields of music.
In actual fact, I was going to ask you just how difficult was it to cross over, because very often some types of music seem to not embrace the others. You know, a country and western singer these days, I think it's quite interesting if you get a rock and roll version of a country version of a rock and roll song like Alan Jackson's doing. Was it difficult to sort of break into these other markets?
It didn't seem difficult for me, and I don't know why that is. I like to think it was because of the songs. They were great songs, and it just didn't seem very hard to me, but I know what you're talking about. It is hard to cross over once you're identified with another market.
And when that song came out, Sweet Nothings, because I think that's been one of my all-time favorite hits ever.
Well, thank you.
But you know, at the very front, the beginning of the song, you hear some whispering.
Uh-huh.
Now, is that something that's serious, or is there anything being said?
Not really, just sweet nothings.
It was
not really anything seriously being said.
It was cute, that, and the only other version I've ever heard that, for my money, came anywhere near the way you sing it, and it doesn't match it. But I quite like Diana Ross doing a version of it.
Oh, I never heard her do it.
It was one of the few, it was a Motown production, and it really did sound nice, but nothing for me. In fact, there's been so many different versions that, of course, you've got so many things that you can compare it with, but that to me is one of my all-time, as a DJ, one of my all-time favorite songs.
Well, thank you. The song did very well for me, and... of course, I sing it in all my shows today.
Well, of course, I was going to come to that, because one of the reasons why I wanted to contact you was you've had a big anniversary of years in the business.
I did.
And how, I mean, this is like a big celebration year for you. Was it many concerts and all celebrating?
Well, I'm not working near as much as I used to. I've kind of scaled my schedule back a lot. My fans had a big, huge party for me in June, a big surprise party, and that was very touching and very, very sweet. I think I have the best fans in the whole world. Of course, they've gone from being fans to being my friends, but they are great.
I think one of the nice things for myself is that as I'm meeting over the airwaves people like yourself, it's the absolute love of your music that comes through. Even going to the website, you just said that they became friends, and it's so obvious to me of the impact that you've made on these people.
Well, and too, you know, they've made an impact on my life as well, because when it's all said and done, without the people that go out and buy the records, without people like you who choose to play them on the air and get them into people's homes and into the ears of people where they'll know who's singing what, people like me couldn't do what we've done or what we do. And I'm so grateful to my fans. And as I said, they've ceased to be my fans. They are now my friends. And I just love them dearly.
As a singer of worldwide fame and so many big songs that everybody remembers, who would you yourself say was another singer, or what other singers have really impressed you?
Oh, I am such a fan of music and the entertainers, and I have been able to work with so many greats because I started out so young. I was able to work with people like Sophie Tucker and Judy Garland and Jimmy Durante and Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett. And then I was able to work once again with all the people from the rock and roll field, all the greats, not only American but English greats as well, the Beatles and people like that, and Cilla Black and Cliff Richards and Lulu and then I was able to work with people in the gospel field like Mahalia Jackson and Clara Ward and the wonderful people like that. So being young and starting up, I was able to work with a lot of these people that are no longer here with us. And that was incredible to be able to stand in the wings and watch these people perform and work with them. And I'll never forget at one of the performances for the Queen of England, I worked with Bob Newhart and Lena Horne and Tommy Cooper, whom I love, Tommy Cooper, and Kathy Kirby and Cilla Black and those kind of memories just are astounding to me when I stop and think about it.
And can you still go out in your hometown, and people, you know, do they still come up to you and say, I love this song, or are you still working around anywhere we can come and see you? Does that still happen to you?
Yeah, you know, I've lived in Nashville for a long, long time now, and seeing an entertainer here is really no big deal, but we do have a lot of people that don't live here that come here to hear the music and see the people, and I still get a lot of people here. It happens more when I'm out of town than it does here in my hometown. But people are so sweet to me. It's like, you know, instead of just coming up and being very awkward and shy and saying, you know, I like your music, we hug, and it's just like I'm one of the family, and that's such a great compliment, I think.
Absolutely lovely. And what, if anything, is ahead as far as ambition? Have you got anything that you really still are looking forward to and saying, oh, I must do this?
I just finished a gospel project that I've said from the beginning of my career that I wanted to do. I don't know why it's taken me this long to do it. It's a duet album, 16 duets, and it's coming out in September. As far as, you know, really any great aspirations of things, no, I would like to keep on singing for a little while more and travel a little bit, but I've been so blessed with my career that I'm just happy with the way things are.
Okay, and I've got to finish with a really very serious question. When I called you the other night, you were getting ice creams, I think, for the grandchildren.
Yes.
What flavors did they get?
One got vanilla and one got chocolate.
Because obviously you seem to be having such fun with the grandchildren.
Oh, my grandchildren have been just such a blessing in my life. I have a girl, Taylor, who's 17, and a girl, Jordan, who's 9, and a little boy, Charlie, who's 4. And they have just been such blessings. We have just thoroughly enjoyed them.
Well, one thing I'd set out to do, and I'm going to try and do this to speak with as many as I can, I felt I really wanted to let the people that have made the music that have affected my life, just to let you know that there are many people that you'll never meet, but your music has, of course, touched us all. There'll be thousands of people listening on to this particular coast who know your songs, and obviously, on their behalf, I'd just like to say, Brenda Lee, thank you very much indeed for your time, and thank you very much indeed for your music.
Well, thank you so much, and for those of you that are listening, thank you from the bottom of my heart for your loyalty and your support all these years for my career. You'll never know how much I appreciate it.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thank you.
Thank you.